sweet dream. Sweet dream. Ah, sweet, sweet dream. Anyone who's ever had a dream, anyone who's ever played a part,
that was Sweet Jane, a Velvet Underground cover done by Cowboy Junkies, a country alternative rock band from Canada made up of three siblings, the Timmins, one of my favorites. And this is Julia, and you're listening to Hot Tub Tapes on WMFO 91.5 FM Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'm so excited for today. I've got a super special set. I was so excited that I was up all night. Like, I couldn't sleep because I was so excited about the music that I'm going to play. And the inspiration for today's set comes from a conversation I was having with my pen pal. That's right. You heard it here first. I have a music pen pal. It's super exciting. Someone that I wrote an article in our local San Diego newspaper, and I reached out to him, and we've just been like chatting about music, and we will just email back and forth and like rank our favorite Outkast albums and other silly things like that. And he was asking me about my argument for the state of country music today and saying that country music is trash and, you know, no one's reinventing the wheel and it's all the same. And I was sending him back a few artists that I thought were like really doing a great job at pushing country music forward. And I was like, that would make a great set. So today we're talking about country music. I love country. I love it all, even the terrible pop country stuff. But today we're going to talk about some really interesting people doing really interesting things in country music. And to do that, we got to start with some older stuff. And so we started with Cowboy Junkies, definitely redefining kind of the alternative country scene in the 90s. And next up, we're going with the classic, the queen of country music herself, Dolly Parton. And I was going to pick a deep track, but I thought there's nothing better that exemplifies what Dolly Parton has done for country music other than her most famous song, Jolene. And I've got lots of things to say about this song, but I want to get into it, and we'll talk about it after. And then we're going to follow that up with some Lucinda Williams' Fruit of My Labor. This is Jolene.
Beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
Test, baby. sweet baby. I've been trying to enjoy all the fruits of my labor. I've been crying for you, boy, but truth is my savior. Baby, sweet baby, if it's all the same, take the glory any day over the fame, baby. Sweet baby, I've been trying to enjoy all the fruits of my labor. I've been crying for you, boy, but truth is my savior. Baby, sweet baby, if it's all the same, take the glory any day over the fame, baby. Sweet baby.
That was Fruits of My Labor by Lucinda Williams. To me, she's always sounded kind of like the Norah Jones of country music, and that song came out in 2003 on her album World Without Tears. And Lucinda Williams wouldn't have been possible without women like Dolly Parton, who I played first, who really opened doors for a lot of female country singers. There's no one like Dolly Parton. And I took a queer pop class at Tufts a couple years ago, and we talked a lot about Jolene and how Dolly's singing about this woman, Jolene, who stole her man from her, but is she really singing about the man, or is she singing about the woman? And there's a kind of a lot of subversive stuff that's happening in that song. And since she's become a queer icon, and there have been so many other incredible 90s country singers like Lucinda Williams, Katie Lang, Emmylou Harris, Loretta Lynn, all these kind of queer or queer ally country women singers who are just doing really cool stuff. And Fruits of My Labor is one of my favorite songs. It's one of those like dancing in the kitchen songs that I love. And next up, we're gonna move right into some awesome queer men. So we're gonna start it off with some Orville Peck, a modern brand new country singer who performs with a mask. You've never seen his face. And my pen pal was talking about how Orville Peck is one of the examples of people who are doing really interesting things in country music and bringing kind of the classic sound into the modern age. I bet you've heard this song. It was featured in the TV show Euphoria, and it's called Queen of the Rodeo. It's a super good one.
Sleek heroine, just a man, slow on the draw. Velvet gloves, you're still a stunner. Don't be down, girl, this world is a bummer. Queen of the Rodeo, you rode on in with nowhere else to go. You know the tune, so the words don't matter. Beyond this town lies a life much sadder, babe. Another evening show, queen of the rodeo. Sweet Marilyn, satin gown, hard to ignore. Starry eyed, a little younger, the night is long, your days are numbered. Queen of the rodeo, ridden out with nowhere else to go. You know the tune, so the words don't matter. Beyond this town lies a life much sadder, babe. I know. Another evening show.
Oh,
just a man, slow on the draw. They play your song, is it another? Don't be down, girl, this world is a bummer. Queen of the rodeo, you rode on in with nowhere else to go. You know the tune, so the words don't matter. Beyond this town lies a life much sadder, baby.
Thank you. mess with the man when he got the wealth. If I swear to God I'm heavy, it's a joke. Can't you feel the way I'm reaching for the ghost to combat this boredom? Just swear the rope. That man is borderline, but it's always to him I go. Sadly to where I don't care or know. In my memory I never miss the mark, and I'm never gonna like you like you love yourself. For the record, there's an answer up to, but the two are pretty pleasant if you got the wealth. If I sense in you that something's in break, because your skin is void unto the light.
Right, that was Borderline by Sam Buck, another awesome queer country artist from LA. That song is from his album that came out in 2018. He's got some new EP out just now. And before that, I played Vaping on the Job, a song I've played on the show probably multiple times at this point, by Dougie Poole, who just does really funny music. Like, it's such a funny song, and all of his other song titles are things like High School Gym, Buddhist for a Couple Days. His titles are awesome. Probably the best titles in country music. And he's from New York City. And both of them are also examples of country stars who are not from, you know, places where country music traditionally lives. They're from big cities, which is cool that country's making its way out there. And I started off that with a little Orville Peck, Queen of the Radio, Rodeo. Or the radio. Could be both. And I misspoke earlier. The song that was featured in Euphoria is Dead of the Night. Not that track, but he's got a very similar sound going on. And he just released a new album, Bronco, which just came out, and it's fantastic. So go listen to that. And next up, we are going to play another song that I've played on the radio before. One of my favorite records. And I know I say that all the time, but this is such a cool record. It's Swamp Dog, Love, Loss, and Auto-Tune. It was produced by Justin Vernon. And Swamp Dog is a country artist who's been around country soul since the 70s and totally reinvented his sound with this album, which came out in 2018. And he's got some great features on there. And he had a newer album come out in 2020, maybe, that has like John Prine and Jenny Lewis and some Justin Vernon on there. But we all know that I would die for Justin Vernon. I would do anything for him. And I think you can definitely see his influences in this album. And the track I'm going to play is called Lonely. And we're going to talk about it a little more after the break.
I'm so lonely. You know I don't have no other women, don't want no other women. But you just seem to be like, you gotta have every man in town. Out of town too, I guess, cause I be at work, I don't know what's going on. But I still love you and I want you. I mean, let's just give it a real try. Damn, I'm lonely, mom. I be working 16, 18 hours a day. And I come home and just watch television and be alone.
I get lonely for you, baby. Yes, it's you I want, only baby. Ain't no woman been in my life since I met you. That's why I can't figure out why you doing the thing that you do. Is it because I work too hard and bore my body home that made you feel neglected, rejected, and all alone?
You just heard Love All Night, Work All Day by Yola, an awesome country soul black female singer who released this album in 2019. It's called Walk Through Fire, and she's got some new music since, but she is just so awesome. I love her, and there aren't many black female country singers, even though country music is a genre that borrows from a lot of black musical traditions, and Yola is super cool and collaborates with some artists that I'm going to be playing later in the show. And before that, you heard Lonely by Swamp Dog. Tell me that's not the best song ever. It's just, it's cool. It makes auto-tune cool. And the whole album is fantastic. And I discovered Swamp Dog from, I talked about my favorite book and my favorite movie on the show a lot before, High Fidelity. And they turned it into a little limited series TV show with Zoe Kravitz, Love of My Life. And in the record store, she's playing Lonely by Swamp Dog and trying to see who in the store is going to buy the record because she's playing it. I would buy the record. It's a fantastic record. So Swamp Dog, also the coolest name, kind of a fun play on Snoop Dogg. But he was first, so I don't know what that says. And next up, we're going to be playing, oh, I just said my favorite. I can't say favorite again, but I'm going to say it again. I'm going to do it. My favorite artist of all time. I mean it. I promise. Pinky promise. Miss Kacey Musgraves, the queen of country music, only after Dolly Parton herself. And Kacey Musgraves is someone I've tried to get my friends on for years, and they were super against it because they told me they hate country music. And I got them listening to Kacey, and they suddenly got it. And she has just totally kind of changed country music a lot, I think, with her album Golden Hour, which came out in 2018. And oh my god, I lost my train of thought because I'm just thinking about how much I love Kacey Musgraves. But I saw her at Oddside Lands in 2019, and it was the best day of my life. And I've got one of my friends, Maddie, who's listening while she's running, which is crazy, but she's killing it. And she said, I think this set is making me like country music. And that's the goal, because a lot of my conversations about country music are, I hate country, I'll never listen to it, but I think people just aren't listening to the right kind of country. And I always give them Kacey Musgraves as like a starting point, because most people love her. But Golden Hour is definitely her best album. I like her earlier stuff lyrically, and she's just got some like great, more traditional country. Golden Hour was totally revolutionary. And like Dolly Parton, she's kind of a queer icon and has drawn on a lot of the same influences that Dolly Parton has, and has a new album out, which I despise. And that's a story for another day. But we're going to play Happy and Sad by Kacey Musgraves off of Golden Hour.
It's not you. It's the glow of the party, the way that you've got me lit up inside. It's the song that they're playing, the words that you're saying. It's never felt so right. And I'm the kind of person who starts getting kind of nervous when I'm having the
there were grass farther. Gaslighter, big timer, repeating all of the mistakes of your father.
We moved to California and we followed your dreams. I believed in the promises you made to me. Swore that night till death do us part, but you lied.
That was Gaslighter by the Chicks. I wanted to give something that Maddie could run to, and that is such an anthem. I was really having a great time listening to that in the studio. And going back to Kacey Musgraves, part of the reason why I hate her new album is because she just went through a divorce, and I happen to actually love her ex-husband's music, Rustin Kelly, and I've talked about how it's kind of weird now that they're divorced to like both of them, but she had like the chance to make an epic divorce breakup album, and it just fell flat. It was not exciting. But this album, Gaslighter, my top album of 2020, is possibly the most epic divorce album of all time. And the Chicks, formerly known as the Dixie Chicks, Natalie Maines, the main singer, they were around in the 90s, early 2000s. They're huge. They're one of my favorite bands. Oh, if I had a dime for every time I said the word favorite. But I grew up with them. I love them. And they kind of took a little hiatus and came back with this album. And it's all about Natalie Maines' divorce. And it is just, it's savage. That's all I have to say. Songs like this. There's a song I've played on my show before called Tights on My Boat, where she calls out her husband's mistress for leaving her tights on her boat. And it's just such an epic song, but that is how you write a divorce album. And I think Kacey Musgraves should take a note from Natalie Maines and the rest of the Chicks. And next up, we're going to play some supergroups. And country supergroups are a really, I think, really interesting concept. And we're going to start off with a new one. called Plains, which is made up of Waxahachie, who I love and I saw live this summer, and Jess Williamson, and they just came out with new music. And this is Problem With It. And then we're going to follow that up with some High Women. Yeah.
If it was love you were after, with a long shadow of doubt.
If it's all you got, yeah, it's all you gave, I got a problem with it. If you can't do better than that, babe, I got a problem with it. Justified it in my own way, I lost myself.
Yeah, I want a house with a crowded special lady. I think it's time for a little one-on-one conversation. Talking about my baby, baby. Not you, baby. Our baby, baby. A recent scientific studies on lactation. Magical lady, gotta get down to business. Gonna turn the lights down real low for a slideshow on childhood disease resistance. Wonderful woman, if you do.
All right, I can't even play that PSA anymore because it's so ridiculous. It says, the description on here is breastfeeding country song PSA, so I thought it would go with the show, and I don't know what I was expecting, but it wasn't that. But you just heard Crowded Table by the Highwaymen, a play on the country supergroup featuring Willie Nelson called the Highwaymen. Obviously, this is the female version with Brandi Carlile, Natalie Hemby, Maren Morris, and they do a song with Yola, too. But I'm really fortunate to work for an awesome management company this semester that manages Brandi Carlile and the Highwaymen, so I get to work with them. By work with them, I don't mean like hang out with them, but I get to like put data in a spreadsheet that involves them, but still pretty cool. And I just love this group so much. They've released one album. And before that, you heard Problem With It by Plains, the new country group featuring Waxahachie and Jess Williamson. So I love seeing women in country doing things together. It's very, very cool. And I only have a little bit of time left, but I feel like we've like totally raced through the history of country music today. We've got some old stuff, some queer women, queer men, people of color, newer country artists, older country artists, supergroups, and we're going to close out the show with a couple of my favorite, maybe more traditional male country artists who are just absolutely blowing up in the mainstream charts, which is so impressive to me because my friends know who Tyler Childers is and they know who Zach Bryan is, and that never ever happens. And I actually was just listening to Tyler Childers in the car on the way back from apple picking, and I'm gonna play my favorite Tyler Childers song, a song that I've kind of gatekept for a long time because I don't know why, there's something about this song that I love, and it probably will be my top song of 2022 because I play it on repeat. And that's just, the opening lyric is probably my favorite lyric in all of music, and I love the image that it gives. So we're gonna play Feathered Indians, and then I'll probably hop on again and say adieu, and then we'll play some Zach Bryan. So this is Feathered Indians by Tyler Childers.
Impressions on the inside of her thigh. There are little feathered Indians where we tussled through the night. If I'd known she was religious, then I wouldn't have came stone to the house of such an angel. Too fucked up to get back. Looking over West Virginia, smoking spirits on the roof. She asked, ain't anybody told you that them things are bad for you? I said, many folks have warned me, there's been several people try, but up till now there ain't been nothing that I couldn't leave behind. Hold me close, my dear. Across the river just to hold you tonight.
to hold you tonight.
All right, that was Feathered Indians by Tyler Childers, and I will remind you of that opening lyric if you missed it. Oh my goodness, why am I blanking on it right now? We just heard it. Oh my goodness, I literally can't think of the words. Well, you heard it. You heard it. Such a good lyric. I love it. I love Tyler Childers. And I really hope that today, if you hated country music, maybe you like it a little more now. If you already liked it, I hope that you heard some stuff that you haven't heard before. And I, last night at 3 in the morning when I couldn't sleep, I made a list of something I posted on my Instagram, like, if you like blank, then you should listen to my show. And the list was cowboys, supergroups, queer icons, divorce albums, good covers, auto-tune, vaping, the JVU, the Justin Vernon Universe, and long monologues by me. You should listen to my show. And I feel like I covered the whole list. And to send us off today, I'm going to play one more track, If She Wants a Cowboy by Zach Bryan. I played Zach Bryan on my show this summer. And his story is just so interesting. He was a Navy SEAL, not a musician. No one had ever heard of him. And he comes back from his tour abroad and drops this 22-song, massive, incredible album called American Heartbreak, and just blew up. And he just played at the Roadrunner, and I missed the show, and I was so sad about it, but he's selling out his first tour across the country. It's crazy. And the track I'm going to play, If She Wants a Cowboy, is one of my favorites because it's kind of a joke and a mockery of, like, country music narratives and, like, the cowboy idea, which is something that I do really love, and I admit that I love. My dream is to move to Nashville and find myself a cowboy, and this song is all about that search for the cowboy. So I hope you have a great rest of your Monday, great rest of your week. I'll be back next week switching it up, maybe with probably some hip-hop, probably some R&B next week. We're going to do a full 180. So thank you for listening. Thank you to Emily and to Aaliyah and to Maddie for listening to my show and everyone else. And my name is Julia. You've been listening to Hot Tub Tapes on WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is If She Wants a Cowboy by Zach Bryan.
Perfect. 1, 2, 3, 4. Man, I got a song for y'all. Interesting. Actual writing. Something y'all ain't ever heard of.
She wants a cowboy, so I just might find me some boots that fit me right. Chew some tobacco, ride me a Bronco on a Southern Saturday night. I ain't ever rode a horse or worn a cowboy hat, but I'll find me one that fits my head. She won't know any of that. I keep walking this town trying to get me some advice, but all the ranch hands around keep on saying they want to fight. I learned a two-step so I can spin her off her pretty little country feet. If she wants a cowboy, then I'll be as cowboy as a cowboy can be. Find me a horse that I can cover. Find me some stars to sleep under. Find me a train, I'll hop out west. If she wants a cowboy, I'll cowboy the best. She wanted a cowboy, so I went off and rode me a horse about every day. Got pretty good at ranching and riding, but she didn't care anyway. Champion buckles, champion spurs, I got everything but her. Now I'm a cowboy and she wants Nashville. What the hell was all this worth?
Tie me a horse that I can cover. Find me some stars to sleep under. Find me a train, I'll hop out west. If she wants Nashville, I'll Nashville the best. One more. Man, I never heard a song this good. So find me a horse that I can cover. Find me some stars to sleep under. Find me a train, I'll hop out west. If she wants a cowboy, I'll cowboy the best. Alright boys, I'm leaving for the day. Take it easy, that was my, that was it. Throw her on the damn radio. Thank you.